Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
He was the Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Cott, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Cott.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd, powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house now with Hooks.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup on a Friday. Hope your Friday's off to a great start. Thanks for hanging out with Will and I. I sent Ty to go get Dane. I said there's a special guest to pick you up today.
You sent our intern.
I sent our intern to pick up the doctor today.
There he is.
Our intern.
Dude, he's looking big.
I know. Look at this guy.
Oh, my God.
See this guy? I don't know what is happening. Do you think, with all the great stuff that's going on in the Nebraska Orthopedic Center, that somehow, or in due time, there's going to be this sweet workout facility for all the doctors? Because I think he looks like he's been using one.
I feel like Dane, like he wouldn't let the deal happen if there wasn't
no,
one.
No, that'd be like merch done,
the
not
deal
happening.
Breaker.
I'm some low T treatment away from looking good with my shirt off again.
Let me know.
I got a guy.
Let me know.
I got a guy that can hook you guys.
Maybe you got a guy.
I always tell people I'm just a couple of cycles away from looking good with
that's
the shirt
it.
Off.
What's the best part, though?
Few more left.
Yeah.
Will, you'll grow into this part because Dane will appreciate this because he is a dad. And we work hard. We try to do the best we can with our situations. But there's like certain situations like, nah, I ain't taking my shirt off, man. Whatever.
No way.
Hang out. But I guarantee you, if you're either at the pool with your kids, or if you're like in an adult swim up bar, all look the same.
That baby's coming off.
That top is off.
Mm-hmm. And we all think we look great.
Here's the rule. As long as you keep your chest out front of your belly, you always look slim with the shirt on.
That's it. Yeah.
Yep.
See,
so
well?
Got to work those pecs and keep them out front there.
A lot of bench press helps, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, for us, we always go, because, I always talk about being at Wilderness Ridge. They got the new beautiful aquatic center, and they got an adult swim up bar.
I know. That's what you're saying. Sounds awesome.
The number of people that are there. I can totally take my shirt off in this setting.
It's comfortable.
I know. Yes. I'm fine.
You'd be all right.
It's like comparing all of a sudden. You're fine.
Okay.
Dad bods are in.
Apparently. They're in, man.
They are in.
Right here.
Statistics show.
Here's the deal. Come on. Let's just be honest. Our wives are just like, well, it's been 20 years. Ain't starting over.
They're stuck with us.
Might as well keep the guy.
Yeah, they're stuck with us.
He does laundry, cleans up the yard.
In theory, my wife does mow the lawn.
Okay.
These days, which is pretty sweet. Not going to lie. Shout out, Ann.
Sure.
Nice job mowing the lawn.
Shout out this morning.
Shout out.
Wow.
Good work. Crushing it.
It's impressive.
She does need help getting the lawnmower up the back steps, though.
That's what you're there for.
Little
you're there.
You've been there
before.
You got that little tear.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Snook, you're absolutely correct. He said you just have to have your sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah.
100%. When you're at those settings. Yes.
Sunglasses are key.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ones that they can't see your eyes in.
They protect your eyes.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for.
Makes sense.
For the rays of the sun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't get the Nobody's tougher than the sun.
That's right.
That's right.
We know this.
Right. Keep the eyes safe.
Yeah.
My wife's going to kill me. Thank God she's getting her hair done right now.
Nice.
She's not listening.
What's going on, Doc?
Not much. How you guys been?
We're good, man.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Good, man. Camp? Fall camp.
Fall camp's going on. Yep. In theory, they're practicing. In reality, I haven't heard too much about it.
Yeah.
Goodness.
How often are you down there?
We don't go down very often at all anymore. When they switch to doing practices in the morning, it used to be that when there was practices were in the afternoon, we'd have somebody basically go down to the training room every evening, right? Or if they had a scrimmage or something, it's pretty easy to... just shut down your clinic or go down, you know, book one less case and go down there, you know, in time for that. But now that they practice in the morning, it's a little bit of a, well, call us if you need us kind of deal, because it's just hard to get there, right?
Gotcha.
If they do scrimmages on the weekends, which is lots of times is what they'll do, especially in spring ball, we'll go down there to those.
Okay.
But otherwise, we kind of have set days during the week when we'll go down there after clinic and things are over and check on guys, and they'll have us see people. So,
okay.
And each of us covers different sports, right? And so while I take care of the football team, Dr. Duga is the one who goes to their training room more frequently, whereas like I'm constantly going down to like gymnastics and track and that kind of stuff for them, and Dr. Claire's going over to soccer and basketball and wrestling, like. And so there's too many sports and too many schedules. We got to kind of divide and conquer a little bit.
So you said you see track. See Coach Pepin.
Yeah, retiring. I saw Coach Pepin just retired. I may have heard that when I was down there this week, so I may have known. But, he's retiring. So he did a great job for, 43
years?
Yeah,
43?
Yeah. 43 years.
Man, that's a lot.
Oh, it's time to move on. Right. I mean, it's, at some point we all get older. I mean, look at there's somebody who people may not know, but it's Francis Allen, who was the men's gymnastic coach for years and years, and the new gymnastic center is named after him, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's retired, but he's still down there all the time coaching, helping out. He still makes the leather grips for all the gymnasts.
No way.
He does it by hand. It's incredible. I actually saw him because I was going over there, and I was joking because they had just pulled up this, quite literally, an industrial sewing machine was packaged up outside of the, like, gymnastics office. And Francis in there, I said, Francis, the heck is this? He goes, oh, you didn't know I make all the grips. I said, what?
Wow.
He takes me back into this little shoebox of an office he's got there, which is perfect for him. And it's just rolls and rolls of leather. And templates and cutouts, and he literally makes all the grips for the gymnasts.
Like, that's incredible.
Like a lost art, you know?
Wow.
So it's pretty cool, you know? Some of the things that go on behind the scenes that keep that stuff going, like people don't realize how much effort those coaches, especially those long-time coaches, the ones who have been there forever, right, actually put into creating these programs and making them what they are. People don't understand the amount of unpaid work that went into it.
Wow. Well, of course, track and field, they're looking for a new head coach, and so is the men's golf team. They are looking for a new head coach as well.
Yeah, men's golf, we're not going to touch that one, I don't think.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. My wife just sent me a GIF of somebody dancing, mowing the lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently she's listening, so guys, we got to keep it cleaned up just
okay.
A little
bit. No way. All right. Now that we know.
And she also sent me a picture of sunglasses. So
she knows.
Yeah, she knows. She knows how it is.
See, they're listening, Will. That's listen.
Right. I get it, man.
She's actually, I'm surprised she didn't send me a picture of a syringe wanting me to get on that sauce for a minute.
Yeah. You said two cycles. Maybe she's probably like, you said two cycles. Four.
She said, you're going to need three.
Double up. Dane, with camp going on right now, and obviously you've been through camps.
Yeah.
Right, you spend some time in some camps. I know early on in the process, it's a lot of drills, techniques, yada yada. You're learning a lot of it. How much of the anticipation is to get those pads on and start hitting right now? Because that's not. And I did baseball camps, right? I get it. Like getting, especially as a pitcher, you work your way through to be able to throw so many pitches. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind it, but I knew it was necessary. But I just wanted to throw that first live action.
Yeah.
That's anticipation.
Yeah, without a question. There's a bunch of nerves that go into it, too, no matter how many times you've done it previously, right? Because it's been all summer since they hit, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're going through motion, going through drills, and the next thing you got pads on, and it's all of a sudden livened up again, right? And
you're like,
here
let's
we go.
Go.
It's time now, boys. And by then, these days, right, where they go like 2 months where they can't wear pads, and then and then they finally put on pads. By then, they're already getting a little salty with one another, and so. And you're going to hear about all the fights, and then we're going to be sitting here debating, oh, what is it like for team chemistry? It means they love it, and they're ready to go. they're trying to prove, you know, like, it's just like, man, we're going to get into all that nonsense.
It's because they've been around each other a long time and something just set them off.
Right. It's because somebody took exception to, you know, one last little shove or one last little push or one, you know, finishing a drill, you know, a little longer than one other person was thinking that it was going on. Right. And you know, it's whatever. That's life.
Did you ever have a player, one like a specific? You don't say names, but like right now, we just had this the Saints. Have you seen the rookie there? It's like their first.
I watched those videos. Like, and he's been kicked every out. Every bit of it is awesome.
Yeah, but he's been kicked out like three straight. Now he's just been booted. Like, yeah. Done. Well, was there ever a player like that at Nebraska that you ever had to in like it was like, come on, man.
And name names. Hook said, I mean, don't name names, but name names.
Richie, obviously.
Oh, God, that was a softball.
A Ndamukong, from what I heard after I was done, was a problem from time to time. But while I was there, not really. Nobody is just constantly a problem. No.
I'm going to assume. I do remember
my boy Grant Mulkey, who was this skinny old receiver from Texas.
Why'd you look at me when you
walk
said
on
that?
Well, looked a lot anymore. Like you. Looked a lot like you. I do remember him once taking exception to Steve Octavian tackling him at the end of a play during a non-contact drill and winding up as hard and throwing the football into the side of Steve's head as hard as he possibly could from like me to you away. When Steve was looking the other direction, I was like, oh, watch that on film a bunch of times.
That's hilarious.
But I saw that about that that lineman.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. The two clips that I saw were guys taking exception to getting their butts kicked by a dude.
Yeah, he's
because
he's a
all he was doing was finishing out plays in either one of those clips that I saw. And I'm sorry, boys, but fun fact, that's on you, right? Mm-hmm. So now, obviously, they ain't just kicking him out for the sake of kicking him out, right? You know, but
trying to teach him something.
Yeah, still.
Look here, Rook.
At the end of the day, I'm sitting there watching that, going, "Yo, you got a couple other guys who need to not be so soft."
Yeah, I get that.
Is what those ones were. They just needed to not be so soft.
What was it like? Because you know, it's been hot these past few weeks. When you were going through camp, do you remember those hot days? How hard was that?
I mean, we had water and stuff, so it was all right.
But water can only do so much.
That's true. I mean, yeah, it's hot, but
come on, man. They got other stuff.
We
down
also
there.
Had, you know, it's not like those poor high school kids right now who all outside no matter what, right?
All
right.
Yep.
Who, especially now, right? They have nice indoor facilities and everything else, so it's not that big a deal. And they'd shuffle around practice, and you'd practice, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning when it's not too bad, and then the afternoon one could be a bear because it'd be three or four in the afternoon. But sometimes they'd shuffle that a little later if you had to because of the heat. But they're so good about the heat stroke stuff that, you know, I was just at a meeting actually this morning with all the local athletic trainers here in town, and that's literally what they're going over for the first hour and a half of the meeting is what to do with practices, when to practice, signs of heat stroke, how to treat it, those kinds of things. So they're so good with that stuff anymore that, I mean, yeah, it's hot, but
good.
People taking better care of it. It was all after that Corey Stringer incident, you know, where this all this stuff kind of really came to light, and so, it's a shame that somebody has to die in order to pay attention, right? But unfortunately, that's how it works. So, but now they're doing a much better job of it.
Good.
And interesting enough, it's hot here, but they're going to be planning for a game not too long away from now. That's going to be in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, in Ireland. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
probably raining.
Well, we've been planning because, you know, we're going. And we're, like, trying to plan, like, the clothing and all that stuff. And it's going to be, like, mid-60s.
Yeah.
And by the time they play, they kick off at, like, 5:30 out there, 11:30 here. Might be in the 50s.
Yeah.
And then they got to come back the next week and be, like, probably 100.
Yeah, without a question.
Well, I've been hearing some things. I have an inside source.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. You use the word
look at
sources.
Will.
Sources are
wow,
telling me.
I didn't know we were hanging out with Adam Schefter here.
I'm telling you, you got to hear this guy, man.
You're in this job for long enough.
I just sit up here and like, hey, welcome to the Morning Hookup.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my source.
I heard they were playing football.
Yeah, I know.
It's helmets.
It's early in camp, right? We're on like day 6 or 7. It's early.
It is early.
But from what I've been hearing is the O-line could be, you know, it could be a little better right now. It's just what I've heard, including the tackle positions.
This is my favorite part about fall camp.
It's, yeah.
Every fall, right? And that is that every position group just really working hard and looks great. And they've improved a lot. And we're just probably going to be able to beat the Packers this year. And like, it's just, it's always so funny to me because nobody has any information. The coaches tell you whatever it is they need to say, right? Because the coaches aren't going to give you any information.
You know what? Yeah. We were out practice today. We're terrible.
We're bad.
Terrible.
Yeah. We were going to be, I tell you what, we're missing every throw. Right. We don't know what we're doing. Right. I don't know how we're going to make it Ireland.
Although Mickey did say the receivers were getting their butts kicked by DBs.
Well, that, again, I think that's, to me, that was a motivation.
Yeah, but that happens all the time. They say that all the time. Like, if you look back at all the quotes from coaches previously, right, they'll be like, well, the offense needed to do better on, you know, this drill. Oh, yeah, we scrimmaged today, and the defense started off real slow, made a couple of good plays, but really need to work on some run stopping stuff. The offense did a great job with this, right? And that's what it ends up coming down to. And it, if you keep track of all the comments throughout the fall, there will be just as many disparaging comments about every position group as there are encouraging comments about them, because it all will kind of even out in the wash. And then what will happen is we'll start playing football games and we'll find out if they're any good.
This is what you get, right? This is what you get. Like, this is I'll read all the tweets from yesterday, right? Because
yeah.
Big Ten Network was in town.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I think Dana's alluding to at this point, but we don't know. Because, again, Nebraska fans, we get all the local stuff, right? You get mm-hmm. all the local stuff. And then, I mean, the national media has been all over us for a few years now. We know that. But then the Big Ten comes, and this is what you get. Nebraska, stop one. Really good practice. Number 7, certainly a roster that would make up talent-wise with most of the schedule. Thought Casey Thompson looked solid today. Abundantly clear, he is the leader at quarterback. Though Chubba Purdy also had a nice day, showing ability to extend a bit. As expected, a lot of emphasis on special teams. Duh. All but 2 coaches were involved with Coach Bill Bush leading. Lots of options at running back. A.J. Allen, a talented newcomer who should be in the mix. I mean,
yeah, just, I mean, it's just.
O-line will benefit from having Teddy back.
Obviously.
Duh.
Yeah. You take a guy who shut down Aiden Hutchinson as a true freshman, yeah, he's going to be, the O-line will benefit from that.
Yeah,
guy.
I mean.
Right?
He's probably going to get drafted. Yeah.
We're going to be all right.
Aside from quarterbacks, a transfer really stood out on the offensive side was Trey Palmer, wide receiver, LSU. Versatile player who can clearly make an instant impact.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I love it. Don't get me wrong, right?
No,
like, I make fun of all this stuff all the time, every year, about this time of year, right? But it's great because it means football's coming back, and it's time to start watching games on, well, apparently nowadays it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, that first, right? That first, you know? Like, week one is like that.
Is it really?
Let me find it. Week 1.
Yeah, I would
obviously,
love to hear
his schedule. Obviously, we're in week 0.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that, too, because there's other stuff we're going to talk about. I got some medical stuff we're going to talk about.
All right, sounds good.
I'm going to put you guys in a great light.
All right.
Because it's an experience that someone I know is going through with you guys.
Nice.
Okay. And then there's they put out the top 10 most important games in September. Nebraska, we're not on there, okay?
Yeah.
But it's just some games that'll be looked at.
Well, when do we play Oklahoma?
17th of September.
Oh,
I said October, it's September.
Oh, okay.
Is that week 2 or 3?
Week 4.
4. 4 for Oklahoma.
Okay.
Because we play Northwestern,
North Dakota.
Southern. Who's the. Yeah, Northwestern, North Dakota, Southern, Oklahoma.
But it's week 3 in general.
It was week three of the. Yeah,
of the whole.
Whatever. Okay. Who cares? It's our fourth game.
It's our fourth week.
It's our fourth game, and that's all that really matters.
Yep.
The rest of the country doesn't.
Sure.
Yeah, that week one, it goes, so obviously we're in week 0, Saturday, the 27th. Thursday, the 1st. Friday, the 2nd. Saturday, the 3rd. Sunday, and Monday.
Oh, they're playing Sunday game even?
Yeah, LSU, Florida State.
Oh, wow.
There's good ones. There's a slate.
There we go.
Yeah,
I'll take
it's all
that.
Over the board. It's fun.
Well, and we play Friday night against Rutgers this year.
Yeah.
They're having a harder time selling tickets to those games than we are at some of ours.
Have you seen?
The Costco.
Yes.
They're not the only ones, though,
Did you see? They had Rutgers. So it originally was South Carolina started it, mm-hmm. and then Louisville was on Rutgers. Did you see? I saw one today. Michigan State.
Oh, no way. Really?
And theirs said lower level.
Oh, wow. How interesting.
I fail to believe,
but I did
though,
say it's been a phenomenon that's been happening in college athletics across the board.
People are spending less time going to the games themselves now that everything's available on TV.
Yeah.
Right? And turns out my couch is really comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
So comfortable, right? Yeah. My refrigerator's right there, right? Which is also a benefit.
Line for the bathroom.
Bathroom's clean, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Unless I'm following the kids, then it's probably not that clean, right?
And you have five other games you could watch as well.
Five other games, right? Now, that being said, I will be there at the football games this fall, right?
Yep.
As that ain't changing. That ain't changing. I can promise you my wife will be there at the football games this fall because my wife does not miss football games.
No, that's what we do.
Which means my kids will be there at the football games.
That's what we do.
Regardless of what they want, and they'll basically eat their way through the stadium.
They will. So absolutely they will.
That's how you keep them going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Keep them going. Right,
kids. Before we go to break, I mean, either like kids can eat. It's like when they go to the bathroom. They can go to the bathroom at 9 a.m, but it's like you can leave the house 30 minutes later and halfway to somewhere they got to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no stopping them.
Or they can have dinner, eat a full dinner, or lunch, whatever, and 10 minutes later can have ice cream.
Yep, my kids are crushing some ice cream right now.
Right
I got that text message from my wife.
10:20.
10:20.
My kind of family.
She ain't
right
messing
there.
Around.
It's my kind of family.
Hey, listen, I will bribe them.
I will bribe them. Get what you want.
Get what I need.
Done. I'm in.
100%.
I'm all about the total manipulation of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Makes life easier.
Works great.
Don't try it on your wife.
But no,
your kids.
No.
Bad
no,
idea.
You fail
right
out there. That's a bad
It'll
way to go.
Be against yourself.
Nope.
Before we go to break, Justin said, I so want to hear a head coach of the press conference start by saying, let me tell you why we suck.
That'd be great.
Yeah. All right.
High five. Cool. Give me some of
that. So.
You know what? Everybody would love that guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Brian Applewhite's my new favorite coach on the staff. Because let me actually play
this.
This
is why
year.
He is him and Coach Applewhite are made for each other.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, we've talked a lot of horse racing on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This was Brian's first
quote. And
Dane
keeps picking winners, by the way, just like,
yeah, he does.
The competition's been unbelievable. I talked to them yesterday and this morning about how it's going in my mind, and you know, it's like you get the last seven Triple Crown winners in a horse race, all right? And start them all in the same race, and it's coming out of the blocks is Man of War. Then you got Seattle Slough, and then Seabiscuit's got the lead, you know? I'm a big horse racing fan, so. But it's been unbelievable. Iron sharpens iron, so one man makes another man stronger, and they've been holding each other accountable. And competing against each other at the same time, which, you know, it's been good. It's been really good.
I might go watch that Seabiscuit this
weekend
now.
Dude, play the next one. There was more before we go to break.
He talked more about horses.
Look at this. They just go right
into
it.
You know what? My dad, you know, I grew up on a small farm, and my dad always had horses around us. And I remember, it's a great question. I remember when I was in the third grade, I had to write a research paper. And I wrote my research paper on thoroughbreds. And ever since then, I got into it. I think the Kentucky Derby winner that year was Snow Chief, and ever since then, I just kind of followed it.
Ever been to the Derby?
No, I want to, though. I've been to a couple of races when I lived in Louisiana. They had a little Louisiana Downs in Shreveport, so I used to go over there, take my kids over there, and watch races. But I'd love to go to the Derby one day. That'd be great.
You get a pick and winners?
Yeah, I'll pick some winners for you. You want to go?
Sure.
Yeah. I always look at the cutest one.
Will is in this mode.
Oh yeah, love it.
Will's
love
it.
You can see him. He's going to New York.
He's going to go to Coach Alba and go.
That's right, baby.
Although he's my favorite coach. I don't know if that horse won the Derby though. It won the Preakness. Don't know if it won the Derby
though.
You know
friend.
What?
Stop.
Will, knock it off.
I'm just knock it off. It's your best friend. You just called him that.
I invited him to go out to the horse track.
We should go to break before he.
Yeah, let's go to break. We come back. Let's talk doctor stuff.